各位弟兄姐妹 Happy New Year 新年快乐
Happy New Year to you brothers and sisters
好，我们今天我要跟大家分享的经节就是在约书亚记一章一到二节刚才我们已经读了我这两节我再读一次
The passage we have chosen today is from a book of Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 We are going to read it one more time together
我们一起来念我们先念中文哈
okay, 我们一起来 Chinese first
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说我的仆人摩西死了现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河往我所要赐给以色列人的地去
Let's now read in English After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide,Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites.
我们都很喜欢新年。
We all like to have Chinese New Year.
因为我这个不只是 Chinese, 这很多人。
New Year.
New Year.
Wrong translation.
因为新年代表一个新的开始。
New Year represents a new starting.
我们有新的盼望，有新的愿望，有新的计划。
We have new hope. We have new resolutions and new plans.
这是令人很快乐、很兴奋的一天。
This will make us very happy, a very happy day indeed.
所以每一年12月31号都有成千上万的人跑到纽约时代的广场。
So thousands and thousands of people would gather around December 31st around the Times Square.
在那边几十个小时不能吃东西也不能上厕所
and they would have waited a long time where they cannot eat any food nor could they go to the washroom
为了就是要等着看这一个大灯球掉下来的那一个时刻
in order that they could witness firsthand the dropping of the ball
因为从那个时刻开始旧事已过都变成新的
and from that point onward the old has gone the new has arrived
我们东方人真的比西方人幸运。
And we are luckier than the Westerners.
如果我们一月一日我们开始的那个新的计划几个礼拜后就感觉有点冲不动有点走下坡了。
If we started our New Year resolution and after a while we run out of steam and we cannot push forward.
没关系我们有农历新年。
No matter, we have the lunar calendar.
还可以从头来。
And we can start all over one more time.
如果这个从这个农历新年也没有让我们的新年新计划进行的那么顺利又开始慢下来了
Likewise, if we slow down even with the Chinese New Year, the second chance
没有关系我们基督徒比一般人更幸运
Doesn't matter, we Christians are luckier than other people
因为我们有犹太历的正月初一
And because we could celebrate the Jewish calendar, the New Year
那是尼散月的第一天
It would occur on the month in Nisan and the first day in Nisan.
大家知道农历犹太历的那个正月初一是什么节日吗
？Do you not know on the Nisan the first day what day is it corresponding to our calendar?
就是要开始庆祝逾越节。
And it's the time when we celebrate the Passover.
也就是耶和华上帝拯救他的百姓离开埃为奴的埃及。
When our Lord took the Israelites.Across the river and left Egypt.
一个全新的开始的日子。
And it's another new starting.
通常是在农历的阳历的三月到四月之间。
Typically, it occurs in the months of March or April.
今年的逾越节是四月十九号。
For example,
记得这一天。
This year, the Passover took place on April 19th.
但是神的选民犹太人，他们的想法跟一般人就是不一样。
But then Jewish people think differently away from other people.
我们都知道犹太人的一天不是从五月开始是从太阳下山他就要开始算。
You know that when they count the days, it's not starting from sunrise, but rather the sundown the previous night.
所以他们的新年也不是从一月开始。
So their new year doesn't start on January 1st.
他们是从七月叫做提斯里月开始。
They started their new year in the months corresponding to our July, which is the month called the Tisri.
他们的新年就是七月一号，称为 Rosh Hashanah.
So their new year, which is called Rosh Hashanah, occurs on July 1st.
就是一年之首的意思。
And that's the beginning of the year.
根据犹太人的传统说法，
And according to Jewish tradition,
这一天是上帝创造天地的第一天。
This is the day when God created heaven and earth, the very first day.
是真正的一元复始万象更新的日子。
And which is the, really the new starting and everything start anew.
今年犹太的新年是9月29号晚上开始。
This year, the Tishri first day starts on September 29th, starting from that night.
台湾有句俗话叫做天天过年。
And we Taiwanese have a good way to say celebrate New Year every day.
就是形容一个人呢，每一天就像过新年一样，哇，都是那么幸运，那么快乐，那么幸福。
Which describes the joy and celebration that every day is a new day that we celebrate.
我们当神的儿女，虽然不一定天天都能够过新年哈。
And as God's children, whether sometimes we cannot really celebrate each and every day.
至少像我刚才说的，我们一年至少有四个新年。
But at least according to what I just described, we could celebrate four New Years.
我们都可以正式的去庆祝。
And we can celebrate formally.
所以我再一次的祝福我每一个人有一个丰丰盛盛充满神祝福的新的2019年。
So once again, I offer my blessings to you. May you have a very blessed year indeed.
那我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢主，因为你给我们每一天都是新的。
Thank Lord for you have given us every day a new day.
你永远让我们有第二次的机会。
You always offer us a second chance.
我们犯的罪原本应该是死亡。
With our sins, we are bound to death.
但是你给我们第二次的机会，让我们因信得生。
But you have provided us through faith that we are now live again.
我们虽然仍然会落在罪恶的当中。
Even though we occasionally would fall in sin still.
但是你应许我们，只要我们愿意到你面前认罪悔改，我们就好像新的一样。
But you have promised us, so long as we are willing to come before you to confess to you, and you would provide you a new starting.
但愿我们每一个人都能够像你所应许的。
May we follow your promises.
你说每早晨都是新的，因为你是信实的。
You have told us that every day is a new day because you are faithful.
但愿每一个人天天都能够享受到这样的祝福。
May we enjoy each and every day like what you have promised.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 保罗在罗马书他丢出了一个问题。
Paul has mentioned one question.
他说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
He asks us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
然后他列出了一系列我们人生都会碰到的患难、困苦、逼迫、危险等等的问题。
And then in the passage, he then listed all the trouble, hardship, persecution, famine that we will encounter.
他的结果，他这样结论。
And his conclusion...
他说我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
In Romans 8:38-39, he says, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth,nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God.
保罗包括了人生所有层面来向我们保证神的爱绝对不会离开我们。
Paul has included every aspect in our life so that he promised us that God will be with us.
除了一件他刻意忽略没有提到的事。
Except in one area that he chose not to mention.
他提到现在的事将来的事都不会让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
He mentions that no matter what happens now and in the future, God will never depart from us.
但是他没有提到过去的事。
But he did not mention about what occurred in the past.
因为过去的事有可能让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
Because what happened in previously will depart us from God's love.
让我们感受到不到神的爱，让我们限制了神的能力。
Sometimes, when we think about our past, we have constrained the power and the strength from our God.
耶稣是全能的神。
Jesus was an almighty God.
但是有一个地方，他就是行不出什么神迹。
But in one place, he never performed miraculous signs.
就是他的故乡拿撒勒。
Which is hometown Nazareth.
圣经说，那是因为拿撒勒人不信。
And the Bible described that because Nazarenes never believed in him.
他们为什么不信？
Why did they not believe in him?
因为他们很多人从小就看着耶稣长大。
Because they had seen the growing up process of Jesus.
他们啊，就的印象就是还是耶稣那个小的时候那个包尿布开穿开裆裤的那个阶段。
Their impression still remained in the stage when Jesus was wearing diapers and open sunshine pants.
Wow, very literally, yeah. Yeah. 所以他们怎么样都无法相信耶稣会是上帝的独生子。
So they had difficult time to believe that this person Jesus was the Son of God.
这些过去的事成了他们接受福音、见证神迹、领受神的祝福的拦阻。
What happened in the past have prevented them from receiving God's blessing and God's salvation.
摩西是以色列最伟大的先知。
Moses was the greatest prophet among Israelites.
他写了摩西五经成了律法的代表。
He wrote Torah, which becomes the law.
他埃及所行的实灾还有分开红海等等的神迹真的是前无古人后无来者。
And he had performed all those miraculous things.And to lead Israelites, which is unprecedented and unrepeatable.
难怪圣经称赞他说他是以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的。
No wonder in the Bible it describes, since then, no prophet has risen in Israelites like Moses.
耶稣亚被神拣选接续摩西的职位。
Joshua was chosen by God to step in to continue the work of Moses.
可想见他最大的困难之一就是活在摩西的阴影之下。
It is hard not to believe that he has lived in the shadow of Moses.
遇到困难他第一个反应可能就是如果摩西在这里他会怎么做。
And whenever he encountered trouble, the first impression he had must be, if Moses were here, what would he do?
但是事情没有处理好他大概也会听到有声音这样讲。
And if he did not deal with things properly, he may have heard some other responses.
他说，如果摩西在，就不会这样了。
And people would think, if Moses were here, things would not have occurred this way.
我读过一篇文章。
I have read an article.
提到几年前有一位记者，他去访问好几位年龄在95岁以上的人。
The article mentioned about a reporter interviewed several people that are older than 95 years old.
主要是问他们一个问题。
He asked primarily one question.
说如果你能够再活一遍，你想要改变什么？
And the question is, if you can start over your life, what would you want to change?
我读到这篇文章，第一个反应是，哇，这个记者好厉害啊！
And my first response upon reading this article is, oh, this is really some guy.
居然能够找到那么多95岁的老人来访问。
That he was able to gather together a group of people who are 95 years and older.
我第二个反应是，你活到95岁的，头脑这么清晰，不但能接受访问，还能回答问题，你还需要改变什么？
My second response is that for people older than 95, you still are able to respond to questions.What needs to be changed?
不过事实上每一个人的一生或多或少都有一些不愉快的经历。
But then throughout our lives, no matter what happened, we all have some bad experiences.
不喜欢的事情，不顺利的环境，还是不幸的遭遇。
Now there were bad experiences, there were things that didn't go smooth, and then there were bad encounterings.
这些事情经历往往影响了我们的一生。
And all these, what happened in the past, may have affected us for our life.
甚至到了95岁的心中还忘不了那个遗憾。
And even when we have reached 95, sometimes we could not forego of all the past regrets.
你是否有这样子的念头？
Do you have this kind of ideas?
假如点点点点点，我的人生就会完全不一样。
What if da 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 da, my life would be totally different?
啊，假如这件事情没有发生，我就巴拉巴拉哦，怎么样呢
？If this thing doesn't happen, blah blah blah, I would do fine.
假如我的父母怎样怎样怎样待我，哇，我现在是无可限量了。
And if my parents treated me differently, now I would be totally unlimited.
假如我有像某某人的他那样的环境、那样的机会、那样的条件的话，我今天不知道会成为怎样的人物。
If I would have the inheritance, the settings like somebody else, now I would become such a great person that you can hardly imagine.
假如，每个人一生都有许许多多的假如。
What if, throughout our lives, we have had so many what ifs.
这些失望、挫折，一般不见得会把我们打倒。
All these disappointments and frustrations may not knock us down immediately.
但是不可否认，他们的确打乱了我们完美的计划。
But undeniably, they have interrupted our wonderful plan.
改变我们人生的方向，甚至改变了我们人生的成就。
Those events have changed the direction of lives and our accomplishments.
而且我也相信，我们就认识一些这样的朋友。
And I believe that we know some people would behave like this.
他们就是让这些过去的失望、失败困扰他们，以至于他们放弃了梦想，甚至不敢有太大的期望。
They were heavily bothered by what happened in the past, therefore they have forgone their dreams and hopes.
各位弟兄姐妹，也许我们成长的过程当中，父母亲曾经说过什么负面、羞辱甚至打击的话。
Brothers and sisters, maybe in our growing up, our parents have something negative that have frustrated us.
使我们至今有时候想起来隐隐作痛。
And maybe sometimes when we think about what happened in the past, we still feel hurtful.
甚至影响到我们的自信心。
And may have affected our confidence.
也许哪一位老师或是朋友做了什么事使我们耿耿于怀，到现在还挥不去那个挫折感。
Maybe a teacher or a friend who have done something or said something and which caused us still feel hurt.
你是否感到无论怎么做，老是感觉做得不够好，老是感觉达不到那个期望的效果？
Do you not feel that no matter how hard I try, I still cannot achieve the level that people expected of us?
我想耶稣呀，也许就是这么想。
And maybe Joshua had such a feeling.
哎呀，我就是再努力，也不可能比得上摩西。
No matter how hard I try, I will never catch up with Moses.
就是把以色列人带进了迦南，大家还是把我看成啊，你是摩西的帮手。
And even I have totally led Israelites into the promised land, and people will still view me as Moses' aid.
这就是耶和华上帝首先要约书亚面对的事。
This is the very first thing that our God, Jehovah wants Joshua to know.
所以你知道耶稣亚上任以后，耶和华上帝跟他说的第一句话是什么吗？
So once Joshua stepped in, do you remember the very first thing that God told him?
他说，我的仆人摩西死了。
God told him, Moses, my servant, is dead.
他提醒摩西，耶稣亚说，摩西死了。
He told Joshua, Moses is dead.
不要被一个死人的阴影还辖制你，还在限制你啊。
Do not be constrained by someone who has already passed away, that still bound by his image.
今天神也向我们每一个人说同样的话。
Likewise, God is telling us,
过去的事，不管是好事坏事。
What has happened, no matter good or bad.
成功的事，失败的事。
Successful or messed up.
你喜爱的事，还是让你伤心欲绝，甚至是恨之入骨的事
？Enlightening or hurtful, even hurtful to your bones,
都已经死了。
All those are past.
不要让已经死的人或者事情辖制你、限制你啊
！Don't be bound by what have already passed or people who have already died.
不错，我们今天有许多的缺陷或者是问题，也许都可以溯源到过去的某一个人或者某一件事。
It is true that some of the problems that we encounter nowadays, we may trace back to what happened in the past.
但是我们的神，一方面他绝对不会以有罪的为无罪，他说他一定会追讨。
But our God, on the one hand, he promised us he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
一方面他也绝对不会以否定别人、怪罪别人来安慰我们、坚固我们。
And on the other hand, he never by hurting other people in order to strengthen us.
最重要的，他应许我们，他是全能的神。
And the most important thing is he has promised us that he is a mighty, almighty God.
他能够使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He can allow things to work together so that to benefit those who love him.
如果你愿意爱他，相信他。
So long as you are willing to love him and have faith in him,
顺服他的带领
and obey his guidance,
你就能够从已死的过去释放出来。
Then you will be reliving again from your past and be redeemed.
摩西带领以色列人出埃及，目标就是要进入神所应许的迦南美地。
The goal Joshua had was to lead Israelites into the promised land.
可惜他被那些叛逆的以色列百姓烦得一时情绪失控，结果在众人面前没有尊重神。
Unfortunately, Moses was irritated by the rebellious Israelites, and then therefore he lost his respect of God in front of people.
结果他失去了进入迦南的机会。
So he lost his opportunity to enter into the promised land.
在他120岁临终前，耶和华上帝拣选了约书亚。
Before he passed away at the age of 120, God had chosen Joshua.
他要接续摩西，完成神所交托的使命。
Who will pick up from what's left by Moses and complete God's command?
神对约书亚说：“现在你要起来，和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。”
God commanded Joshua.Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to you.
你如果看圣经，他提到将接下来神以三个托付来说明如何完成这个使命。
If you follow up on the passage, and then you will see God has given three commands that follows this passage.
在这三个吩咐以前，大家都提到要约书亚有一个前提。
And there is a prerequisite among all the three commands.
就是讲到他要刚强壮胆。
Which is to ask Joshua to be courageous and be strong.
一章六节说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使百姓承受这地为业。
Joshua 1:6 it says, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land.
一章七节说，只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右。
1:7 it says, be strong and very courageous, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you, do not return from it to the right or to the left.
一章九节说，你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Verse 9 says, be strong and courageous,Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged.
约书亚在这里用了两个非常有意思的希伯来字。
And in this passage, Joshua used two very interesting Hebrew words.
刚强这个字呢，除了很强壮以外，还有紧紧抓住的意思。
The word "be strong" in addition to the meaning of strong also have the meaning of take hold of.
而壮胆呢，除了很勇敢有胆量以外呢，它还有警觉确定肯定的意思。
And be courageous in addition to the original meaning, it also carries the meaning of be alert, be assured, and to confirm.
1999年我们全家租了一辆搬家的卡车，就从北卡浩浩荡荡就开到了巴尔的摩。
And 1999 our whole household rented a big truckAnd we were relocating to Baltimore.
但是有一个问题。
And there was one problem.
我们在巴尔的摩所住的公寓是在三楼。
Our rented apartment unit is on the third floor.
大部分家具都很好处理。
And all other furniture pieces were okay to deal.
问题是那一台钢琴。
But we had a heavy duty piano.
要经过那些弯来弯去的那个楼梯上三楼，不是一件容易的事情。
Which have to go through the curly steps, and which is challenging.
感谢主，我们教会有一位六尺多的200多磅的年轻人。
And we give thanks because in our church there is a young man who was 6 feet taller and weighed 200 some pounds.
大概没有 Samuel Lin 那么壮，不过也不错，他孔武有力，真的是又高又壮。
May not be as strong as Samuel Lin, but then he's okay.
结果他一个年轻人加上我们四五个大男人。
So with this strong man, along with 4 or 5 quote unquote strong men,
合一就是力量，居然顺利的把那一台钢琴搬上了三楼了。
So when we worked together, amazingly, we were able to remove this piano to the third floor.
不过大家心里都很明白。
But deep in our hearts, we all know.
主要是靠这位年轻人扛着那个钢琴。
We primarily rely on this very heavy young man to do all the work.
我们其他人基本上就是抓着钢琴。
And other people basically just hold on to the piano.
这就是刚强的意思。
And this is the meaning of be strong.
神亲自把整个事情扛起来了。
God had lift up everything on his shoulders.
我们就是在旁边紧紧地抓住配合神的能力来成就他的应许。
And all we need to do is hold on to God's strength and to accomplish his promise.
所以刚强不是自己很有力很用力而是紧紧地抓住神的能力。
So be strong is not necessarily that we are strong, but rather we follow on God's strength.
当然说我们这几个大男人都没有什么用、啊、也有点不太公平、啊。
But then it is also not right if we say that all other people are pretty much useless.
我们在旁边也要提高警觉。
And we were very alert by the side.
确定钢琴不会失去平衡。
We made sure that the piano would be in good balance.
也会留心不要撞到楼梯的扶手还是墙壁窗户。
And we paid caution so that the piano won't knock into the window or at the wall.
我们从头到末了，我们手都没有离开那个钢琴。
And throughout the whole process, our hands have not left the piano.
壮胆就是确定我们是在配合神，行在神的应许里。
So be courageous is that we were alert and we lived in the guidance, the path of God.
各位弟兄姐妹，虽然我们搬来亚特兰大还不到五年。
Brothers and sisters, even Pastor Wong have relocated to Atlanta for less than 5 years.
但是我的女儿，两个女儿，两个女婿都是 EACF 十几年的会友。
But both my daughters and both my son-in-laws, they were long-time members of EACF.
所以我对两间教会都有很深的感情。
So I have deep emotions for both churches.
神要加托给耶稣亚前往应许之地的那个美地的使命前，他提醒耶稣亚。
God, before he allowed Joshua to lead the Israelites into the promise, he had reminded Joshua.
他跟他说摩西死了。
He told him Moses is dead.
过去几年甚至是几十年，我们 EACF 跟 ACCC 两间教会各自或者彼此之间都经历了许多的困难。
Past few years, even past decades, both our church have separately or jointly encountered troubles.
也发生了一些也许真的是不应该发生的事。
There may be some events we should not have, maybe not have to occur.
但是我一直相信神把 EACF 跟 ACC 摆在这里又摆在一起。
But I believe that God has put us, both churches here, and put us together.
我们也有许多的不同。
And we have many differences.
但我们也有许多相同的地方。
But then we have many similarities.
我们有许多的恩赐。
We have many gifts.
我们还有许多特别的文化的优势。
And we also have unique cultural advantages.
这一切绝对不是偶然。
All these are not coincident.
我相确信神会针对我们教会所持有的，却是别的教会少有甚至是没有的恩赐、条件与特色。
I believe that God will allow both churches to make good use of all the gifts that we have, uniquely have, or even some other church might not have at all.
他会因此为我们两间教会立定一个很特殊的使命。
He will set up a unique command, mission for us.
也会为我们教会预备一个很美好的应许。
And he has provided us a good promise.
但是在要踏进牛奶与蜜的应许之地以前，
But before we step in this land that flows with milk and honey,
神提醒我们说摩西死了。
God reminds us that Moses is dead.
是的，当我们庆祝旧历新年的时候，
Yeah, indeed, when we are celebrating the Lunar New Year,
让我们把过去的就让它过去，让他们死了吧。
Let God help us to let bygones be bygones and let be the dead be dead.
让我们同心的寻求神对我们教会各自的使命。
And let's seek the separate missions that God has bestowed upon us.
也寻求神对我们两间教会共同的使命。
And we seek the mission that God has entrusted us together.
让我们从今天开始，我们听从神给我们的呼召。
Starting today, let's follow God's calling.
他说，起来，往我要所要赐给你们的地去。
He says, get ready to the land I'm about to give you.
我相信，只要我们刚强壮胆。
I believe, so long as we are courageous and strong.
只要我们紧紧地抓住神的能力。
So long as we hold tight onto God's strength.
只要我们警醒谨慎地真的是去跟随神的旨意。
So long as we are aware and be alert to follow God's path.
神必要照他所应许的。
God will according to his promise.
他使我们必要承受那地为业。
And he has promised us that I would inherit the land.
但愿我们教会一起来承受神所赐给我们的地。
May both two churches let's inherit this promised land.
就我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
因为我们知道你交托给我们的使命都是我们无法承担的使命。
Because the mission that you have bestowed upon us was something that is challenging for us.
我们看到你所交托给我们的使命时，我们就说主啊，这是不可能的事情。
When we see the mission that you have bestowed upon us, we say, Lord, this is unlikely.
但是主，你告诉我们，你们要刚强壮胆。
But Lord, you have told us that we need to be strong and be courageous.
因为只要我们靠着你，遵照你的旨意，你应许我们必要承受那地为业。
But we, so long as we abide by your laws and take your guidance, and you promised us that we will inherit the promised land.
帮助我们两间教会大家同心合一的来往这标杆直跑。
Help the two congregations to work towards the goal that you have asked us to.
让我们共同的来承受你所应许给我们的那美好的地方。
Help us to jointly accept your promise, the land that you have promised us.
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.